Chapter 2. Listen. David taught me to listen. David was an energetic and joyful little four-year-old who seemed to be in constant motion, bouncing like a pinball from place to place. Observing him in his preschool classroom when I was beginning my career, I came to understand that although David was verbal, almost all of his speech came in the form of echoes. Instead of typical, creative speech and language, he had his own kind of communication. Either he would mimic what he had just heard someone say, or he would produce a phrase or sentence that could seem completely out of context or even nonsensical. Sometimes, he immediately echoed what he heard. Sometimes it was hours, days, or months later. David had a fascination with textures and tactile sensations, and he had a particular affinity for my sweaters. One day, I was working to get him to take turns with me putting pieces in a puzzle, but I could tell he was distracted. In the unabashed manner young children have, he began picking tiny wool pills from an arm of my sweater, and then the front, examining each ball up close, holding it to his eyes and rolling it between his thumb and index finger. Instead of protesting, I decided to follow his interest. "See that, David?" I said. "That's a piece of fuzz." "That's a piece of fuzz, fuzz, fuzz," he repeated. I listened as he delighted in playing with the tiny ball of wool, and then in playing with the word itself, seeming to enjoy the sensation as it crossed his lips. "That's a piece of fuzz, fuzz, fuzz. That's a piece of fuzz." It was obvious to me how happy this combination of touch and sound made David, so I saw it as a way to draw more of his attention. The next day, I brought a bowl of cotton balls. That enchanted him. I placed the balls around the room and devised a game, asking David to follow my directions and hunt down the cotton balls, on a chair, say, or under a stuffed animal. Clearly, something about the textures excited him, making him more present and eager.